Well, for this morning's devotion, I'll be reading from, or it's taken from Psalm 1, verse 1, and I'll be also reading from Psalm 26, which is in very much agreement with Psalm 1, verse 1. It is really a Bible instruction for the believer, and the Bible is filled with instructions for how we are to walk, how we are to stand, and how we are to eventually sit if we desire to be blessed of God now and eternally. To walk speaks of who do we follow in our walk. Many follow their own selfish ambition, so they're following their own desires. Others are content following those that they think are important or may have good advice, and so they will follow man in this world. But the blessed in the Lord will follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus. He is the one that we are to follow after, his example. And he leads and guides us by his Holy Spirit. To stand speaks of where your convictions cause you to stop and to hold fast to endure. Once again, many will stand for selfish reasons. Some may stand for nothing, while others who are mature in Christ will stand on the firm foundation of God's truth. And finally, to sit speaks of one's final resting place, where they will execute judgment and rule. Here there are only two places the Bible offers for one to sit, either in darkness apart from God or in the light of God with him. No other seat is available, no other seat is offered. Psalm 1, verse 1 speaks of a blessed man and where he will not walk, where he will not stand, and where he will not sit. Psalm 1, verse 1, we read, "Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful." If we want to be blessed of God, we cannot heed the counsel of wicked men, much less walk in that counsel. You know, in our world, we have many professional counselors, some very good and some maybe not so good. We have lay counselors, people that have took it upon themselves to make themselves a counselor and think that they have something that people need to listen to. And perhaps it makes them feel important when people listen to them. But if it's not God-honoring counsel that you are receiving, then we should not give it any time. Psalm 26, verse 1 to 3, speaks of where we are to walk. "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart, for thy loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in thy truth." We will be tested in our walk. But when we are guided by the Holy Spirit to follow Jesus, we will walk in truth and be found people of integrity. Secondly, where do we stand? If we want to be blessed of God, we cannot stand in the way of sinners. When we are made a child of God, he plucks us from that sinner's path and places us on that road of redemption. Seeing we have been put on that road, we no longer travel down the path of despair and should not find ourselves standing there either. Mature Christians will anchor their stance on even ground, so they are not unsettled or moved off of truth. We have a firm foundation in the Word of God, Jesus our Lord, so we should not be moved by the multitudes who stand on unproven ground. God has given us the high ground through his victory, and so we should be firm in our standing. Once again, Psalm 26, now verse 12, we read of our standing, "My foot standeth in an even place, in the congregations will I bless the Lord." When we stand for God and all that he loves, then we will praise him inevitably and bless our God. Lastly, if we want to be blessed by God, we cannot sit in the seat of the scornful. Where we choose to sit each night in life is reflective of where we will sit for all eternity. The scornful will sit with all those who are proud boasters in darkness, separated from God. Psalm 26, verse 4 and 5. I have sat with vain persons. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. That was the conviction of King David, to not sit with those that would do wicked. Now imagine for a moment a young man, or if you want to place the setting for a young woman, and you see this young man sees an attractive woman walk by his home late in the evening, and he decides to run after her to ask her name. But before he can speak to her, she turns into a large building and disappears. The man then stood outside the building, debating whether he should go in. Finally, cannot resist it any longer, he goes in and he sits in this building all night. Now, this story is absent of important details, namely, who is this woman that he's following after? Why was he debating outside this building? And where was his resting place for that evening? For this story could easily be speaking of a man following after an ungodly woman to a bar or nightclub and spending the night there. Or it could be speaking of a man following a godly woman to an evening church service, and perhaps hears the word of God. But only one man who follows righteousness will be blessed by God. He is the one who walks, who stands, who sits in righteousness. And so may we continue in such fashion of life, glorifying God, knowing we are and will be blessed, that we would not walk in the counsel of ungodly, that we would not stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but seek to walk, stand, and sit for the glory of God.